Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Solara Active Pharma Science Limited Q4FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Abhishek. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. A very good afternoon to all of you, and thank you for joining us today for Solara Active Pharma Science's earnings conference call for the fourth quarter and full year ended financial year 2024. Today we have with us Arun, Solara's founder, Purvank Rohit, MD and CEO, and Arun Kumar Bhaskaran, CFO, to share the highlights of the business and financials for the quarter. I hope you have gone through our results release and quarterly investor presentation, which have been uploaded on our website as well as stock exchange website. The transcript of this call will be available in a week's time on the company's website. Please note that today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in relation to the risks pertaining to our business. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relation team. I now hand over the call to Arun to make the opening remarks.
Thank you, Abhishek. Good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining today's call. First of all, apologies for the late uploading of our results. We had some technical issues which got resolved with the exchanges solely very recently, so apologies for that. And I do hope that many of you will have the chance to have a quick look of our presentation today. Before I start, I just want to give a little bit of recap. The family and the promoters announced taking an active role in Solara approximately 6 months ago. We have been very focused on resetting the company for a profitable growth. Several actions were taken in Q3, which were typically one-off in nature. We had other actions that we had to take in Q4, mainly related to our COVID inventory. We were sitting on approximately 120-odd crores of COVID inventory that was allowed for us to be manufactured under voluntary licenses from the innovators only during the COVID period. As long as the WHO had COVID prescribed as a pandemic, we were allowed to freely sell this product. Those freedom to operate have since restricted. And while we have long shelf life on these APIs, we took a prudent decision to take a provisioning of this inventory such that the focus for this financial year and going forward would purely be based on an operating leverage that the company is focused on. Albeit a very tiny growth on revenues, I'm pleased to report in Q4, our primary objective has been achieved to a large extent to bring back the gross margin of the business to its historical highs, which are around about 50%-51%. We expect to achieve that during the course of this year as guided, and we have moved almost 10 percentage points in terms of gross margin. Obviously, you will appreciate that when we are rationing our sales to ensure that we're bringing the discipline back into the company that we lost, sales ramp-up is a little longer than it is expected. But seeing the very positive trends that we have achieved in the first 2 months of this quarter, we are today pleased to reaffirm our guidance for the year, which is a revenue growth of approximately 1,500 crores and an EBITDA run rate of around 260-290, with an exit run rate of almost 80 crores. So we are reaffirming that guidance, and we are very confident that in a disciplined and measured manner, we will get there. Several of our reset actions, unfortunately, had to be deferred by a quarter. When we announced our resets in Q3, we were not made aware of upcoming FDA inspection of our flagship Vizag plant, which we announced in the last quarter, will go into a retrofit to manufacture multipurpose products. And therefore, we would take certain corporate actions around that facility, as in right-sizing it until such time we complete the necessary CapEx at the site to have that site redesigned beyond ibuprofen, as there is currently a glut of capacity and not necessarily an equivalent demand for the glut of capacity that has been created in the recent past. Because the Vizag plant was announced of an inspection, we obviously couldn't under any circumstances request the FDA to defer that. So we continue to keep the lights on, and that positively resulted in a 0483. That just supports our retrofitting and getting back to the market quick. We hope to complete all of those activities in Vizag in FY25, and then that additional capacity of close to about 1,000 kiloliters would be available to us for growth the next years ahead. At this time, we are very focused on improving our margin profile, our quality of business, and the discipline in how we sell and collect. I think we have taken all the right actions towards this, and you will see those actions flowing through as early as this quarter. Secondly, we announced a rights issue to ensure that the balance sheet is supported for all of these actions that we have taken, but more importantly, to also ensure that our debt is reduced significantly out of the proceeds of the rights, so that we have a reasonably good balance sheet, strong balance sheet, but also focusing on business to generate free cash and also delivering our balance sheet even further as we go. I'm very confident that Solara will hit its historical highs of its EBITDA in the next 6 to 8 quarters, and we will meet our guidance which we are reaffirming again today in spite of the 1 quarter delay that we had originally expected. Overall, the business is looking good. We are adding new products and new customers into our portfolio, and we are working on a significant cost reduction program. All of these adjustments have resulted in an adjusted EBITDA reporting of only about 38 crores a shade below what we had expected, but reported EBITDA is only 11 crores, but I can reassure our investors and listeners today that the dismal past is behind us, and we now have a strong order book and the right leadership team in place to ensure that we deliver the outcomes that we have embarked on. We do not have any specific other updates except to say that the promoters are participating in the rights, and we also intend to upsize our entitlements depending upon how the rights issue goes. So we think we will end up the rights issue in a successful note. As most of you know, the right issue is open now, and it closes on the 11th of June, and we will update investors on how that goes. But we do not anticipate any challenges around that. We'd be more than happy to take questions. I have taken the thunder away from Purvank and effectively read out his opening statement. So we will go straight into the Q&A sessions, and we'll address those questions between Purvank, Arun, and myself. Thank you.
Muskan, go ahead, please, with the Q&A.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, will you wait for a moment while the question queue assembles? The first question is from the line of Tushar Manudhane from Motilal Oswal Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, just on the base products in the API, at the industry level, at least for the peers, and we continue to see the pricing erosion. So if you could share your comments on the base portfolio of Solara, that's my first question.
So, Tushar, we actually have improved our gross margin profile in the quarter by 10 basis points. And I think that's not a function of what the reality in the market is. It's basically course-correcting a selling behavior that Solara had in the last year or so, where we gross margins dropped quite significantly. So our growth in gross margin is not truly a reflection of what you are asking, which is the price is depressed. To an extent, yes, but I think by carefully crafting our product strategy and the fact that we have a long-standing legacy relationship with some of our customers, we have been able to mitigate that to a very large extent. So I think this question will play out more relevant if we are unable to keep these numbers at the 50-odd percent gross margins, which we expect to achieve soon. And at those levels, we believe we would be amongst the better gross margin percentage earners in the peer group. So I think you need to give us some more time before our numbers pinpoint to your specific question, Tushar.
Got you, sir. Just to extend on to that, sir, inventory for the base products at industry level, is that now you think it's more or less now normalized, or is you still think there is excess inventory, but we'll be able to sort of cost optimize and hence maintain the gross margin?
Right. So we do still have, I think, an inventory in excess of 100 crores, but none of this inventory is at risk. And we will be using all of this inventory within this financial year. And that is why we made a very specific inventory provision only for the COVID-related products, because we do not see the light of the day as yet for any of those opportunities. Although, like I said, we have long shelf life, so we just more prudent accounting. This will improve cash flow, so we believe our cash flows will be as good as our EBITDAs or even better, because our focus on inventory liquidation, free cash generation, cash to cash cycle reduction, it will all play through, and you just give us this quarter when you can actually see that evolving.
That's interesting to note, sir. And just lastly, this cost benefit of 15 crores, while this can definitely come through in Q1, but if I have to think about a full year cost benefit, let's say quantify, how much should that one should think of?
It should be in that 60 to 75 crore base cost reduction from the previous year.
Got it. And lastly, if I take this quarter run rate, or even if I take, let's say, 400 crore sort of a quarterly run rate in terms of revenue, if you could just break down that into regulated, semi-regulated market. And lastly, for FY25, how much of the growth will be from the new introduction? That's it for me.
The FY25, Tushar, I mean, the company historically had a regulated market sales of over 80%. And then we went a little haywire when we had added this incremental ibuprofen capacity, where we expanded our unreg business and domestic business, and that is what actually caused a lot of our problems. We have sorted that, and we are now back to our historical 75% of our sales to regulated markets. So I think in FY25, that would be our percentage. Our new product introductions are approximately only about 150 to 200 crores of our 1500 crore guidance. So new products would be about that. But we are seeing a lot of traction, especially on our polymer requirements of the products like Sevelamer and other products in that group, where we are seeing significantly increased demand. So what we're doing now is we are increasing our sales of our more profitable products and right-sizing our sales of ibuprofen only to our legacy proprietary customers that we had relationship for 20, 25 years, and then course-correcting our cost structure, all leading to the guided EBITDA outcomes.
Thank you, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Pradesh Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
So thanks for giving me this opportunity. I have just three questions. the first one is we ended FY25 with a revenue of 1,300 crore and our guidance is 1,500 crore for FY25. What would be the key revenue growth drivers for FY25?
Well, I think, 1,300 crores in FY24 is an aberration of our H2 actions that at the cost of revenue we were determined to course correct our discipline in our business approach. Like Tushar mentioned earlier, we guided 400 crores per quarter run rate, exit run rate. So it's not a great growth, it's about 15-16%. And that just through a disciplined approach for marketing and sales actions, we are very confident of getting there.
Okay, okay. My second question would be like on a longer term, like 3 to 5 year basis, what is our aspirational growth target?
Okay, so we're looking at a 15-18% top line CAGR after 25. Come with the Vizag facility getting back into operations retrofitted for multi-purpose products.
Okay. My last question is, what is the potential revenue that we can achieve from our current capacity?
Potential revenue from?
Current capacity.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, that's a function of product mix, Javish. It's not necessarily, a straight line calculation. But, if you shift your product mix, we have very large capacities. I think we do not need any new capex or any large capex except for debottlenecking and, annual maintenances. We can probably take revenues on our asset base to close to about 2,500 crores.
2,500 crores. Okay, sir. Thanks, sir. All the best for FY25.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Naman, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. First question, are there any additional one-offs that are pending or which we are expecting over the next coming quarters?
No, and we have called that out in our release. Like I said, our release, with our apologies, was released late. But we have called out there are no more exceptional items on our that you need to worry about.
Got it. And second, on the operating cost structure that we have mentioned, it's around 115 crores in Q4. On an adjusted basis, and is this quarterly cost base that will be maintained for the entire FY25, and what are the cost optimization efforts that we have taken which has been leading to the reduction of cost by almost 15 crores per quarter?
But we've already taken actions in terms of Vizag. Like I said, we will right size that facility to the extent of capacity utilization. We are also doing that across our entire operations. We have to be a more cost competitive, frugal allocator of costs to run a business of this nature. And that's exactly what we're doing. So to answer your first question, I am very confident that the 15 crore run rate adjusted that you see, you will see flow through throughout the year. And by the exit year, we will have a few bumpy quarters when we have to probably take one-off costs. But our exit quarter run rate will be averaging around what you see adjusted this year, this quarter at 115.
Got it. That's it from my end. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Naman.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishabh Gay, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. I actually wanted to understand your rationale of why we have actually opted for a partly paid right issue structure rather than doing a full amount right issue. You know, our purpose was to get this amount and reduce the debt. So a full amount would have just reduced the debt directly by 350-400 CR. Now, since we are doing it in the partly paid installment basis, the debt will reduce on an installment basis and the company will still incur some debt costs. So what was the rationale behind that, sir?
Well, we obviously were upfront with our investors since the last two quarters that there is a major reset that we are undertaking. And we also wanted to make it practical and reasonable. You're right, some investors would have preferred us to do a fully paid up rights, but the general consensus and from our advisors is that a partly paid rights is more practical in these circumstances. So that is why. So while you're talking about debt reduction, we still are very confident of reducing debt significantly greater than the rights issue amount, because like I said in my opening statement, we still have a lot of inventory that we liquidate this year. So we expect our cash generation to be greater than our EBITDA. Consequently, there would be a very significant debt reduction from operations. So we're very confident that this is the right process that we have adopted in these circumstances.
Yeah, but you understand, right? 280 crore rupees is getting in April 25, April 26. 10% on that, the company would have saved a lot on interest cost. But fine, I got your point. My second question, sir, is regarding the insurance claim. Do we company have an insurance policy for loss of inventory, capital asset, and loss of profit as well? And what is the status of the claim on all fronts? And how do we foresee the insurance cost rising due to our claim history now?
Well, Arun, would you like to answer the coverage on the insurance? In terms of the claim, we have made a claim for the losses in Puducherry. The claim is being processed, and we have not made any provisional upsides that we have we potentially would in the near term. But Arun, you can explain the insurance coverage in terms of what and all does it cover.
Sure. So all of facilities are covered under insurance policy. For the Pondy incident, we are claiming around 50 crores insurance. And the process is on. We are submitting documents. And maybe in a month's time, we should get the first ad hoc amount of 10 crores.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematic Group. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So wanted to understand how many DMFs would you have for the US markets, and out of these DMFs, how many would you be currently supplying to your customers?
Kurvan, could you take that?
Yeah. Hi. So we have close to 95 DMFs already filed at the US market, and right now we have commercialized roughly 25 to 30 products. While we are also evaluating a couple of other products, if we get the right cost improvement programs in place, we may be able to launch some of the other products. So that evaluation is going on in parallel as a part of the reset. But having said that, I think we still have focus also on some of the existing products wherein we already have an established market in regulated markets. And we would not like to lose that market share. So the focus, as Arun rightly pointed out, would be on gross margins, so that while we continue to keep on passing on the price benefit to the customers, we also improve our margin or maintain the same margin by working on the cost improvement program, so that our gross margin does not come down, in fact goes up only. So I think that could be the strategy. And I think we have a lot of juice left in the system to capitalize on the existing set of DMFs.
Thanks for long.
And for the 60 odd DMFs that where you are currently not active, basically, so is it because the patent is yet to expire for this DMS, or you don't have a ANDA filer kind of?
It's a combination. Very few DMS we have where patents are still on. That's not so. It's more to do to be more competitive. We are doing a lot of work in improvements in our processes to ensure that these DMS are comparable to best in class in terms of pricing, and we will make inroads with some of these DMFs for our growth, because we have a lot of captive DMFs that we need to first maximize before we start doing a lot of new work in R&D. Not that we aren't doing much work in R&D, but we're doing very targeted R&D activities for quantum leaps. So we are bringing many of these DMFs back to life through a combination of efforts, and you will see that could be also one of the other reasons why growth will be quite consistent going forward. Thank you.
Got it. And just, I'm not sure whether you have given this, but what percentage of your sales is domestic and exports?
Over 75% of our sale is regulated market, but some of that sale also happens in the domestic market because we sell to Indian formulators who export, right? So that we add that as part of our regulated market sales.
Understood.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Divya Agarwal from FICOM Family Office. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just wanted to understand your comment on the gross margins. You said that due to our good relations, we are able to, you know, mitigate the impact of increasing RM prices. So is it that we have a special agreement with the suppliers or something like that?
Well, not suppliers, buyers you mean. We do have a long-standing relationship with Big Pharma across various molecules for several years. Those products were not impacted very badly with the pricing. We took off all the low-margin sales out, and that is why our revenues have come down, and we have established our historic gross margins very close to it. Now you'll see revenue growth coming in, and that's when the OPEX leverage will flow through. It's just a readjustment of our large volume ibuprofen sale that we got distracted from being focused only in the regulated market and to our older customers, to having expanded that universe and then getting into trouble with selling pricing, low pricing. So we corrected the ibuprofen part last time. We don't do that anymore. In the last quarter, and we have now solved for the COVID inventory, and now we can look forward to a cleaner quarterly reporting of growth operations and focus more on the balance sheet and free cash generation.
Okay, got it, sir. So just wanted to know the ibuprofen contribution towards our sales in this year. What would be the contribution?
About 500 to 600 crores.
Okay, got it. And on the COVID inventory, so are we allowed to sell those COVID inventory, or do we have to just write off them?
So, we can't sell any of those products until patents expire, which is near term. And then there should be COVID, right, worldwide. I mean, there are sporadic requirements, but we can't sell as per our voluntary license because these are still under patents. So we are only provisioning it. We are not written off that inventory. And then we'll see how opportunities come about it, and we'll keep you updated on progress.
Okay, sure, sir. And about the new products that we have, can you give some color on the new products? I mean, what kind of new products are we in?
Specifically, we don't talk about products. It's too, either they are too confidential or they are not normally the norm that we disclose specific products. There are ways for you to find out, but we do not disclose this as part of our earnings calls.
No, I got it, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for the day, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you all for today, and appreciate your time. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to speak to the company or to Abhishek, and we'll get back to you with answers to your questions. Thank you, and have a good day.
Yeah, thank you all. Thank you all for joining the call.
Thank you. On behalf of Solara Active Pharma Science Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.